Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez.
How you doing, man?
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
It's Friday. It feels good. That's what's happening.
Oh, God. It feels nice. Hey, we got to keep removing here. It's time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October.
Can we not go back to, like, 1482. Can we keep it?
I'll go back as far as I want to. All right. You sit there and listen.
How old is this history lesson?
It's a little old. A little old, but not terribly old. Anyway, on this day in history, October 29th, 1945, the first ballpoint pens to be made commercially went on sale at Gimbel's Department Store in New York. What do you think the price was for these ballpoint pens?
Probably like, I mean, well, there's inflation. I'm going to say $4 a pen.
$12.50 each. Dude, in 1945, that's like 50 bucks a pen, man.
Hey, you know what, though? If you think about it, in 45, dude, that's some miraculous technology, man. What?
Pretty amazing.
Sharpen it?
Yeah. Back then, they were using pocket knives to sharpen pencils, and now here you come with this smooth writing ballpoint pen.
I'm not sure how smooth it was in 45, to be honest with you. It's still smooth in 2021.
It's amazing what we take for granted nowadays. Now we got all sorts of pens. All sorts of finagling. Hell, now we can write on computer screens with our fingers. Back then, they're like, this is amazing. It's got the ink inside of it, guys.
Question. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why does it, when you're trying to write on a receipt to get out of the restaurant, why does it not one ballpoint work? Pen work in the whole joint.
They've all.
You always
been
dried do that
up.
Circle thing on top of the receipt. No. Yeah, you got another pen.
Miss, can I? Yeah, no. Can I get another pen? Okay, yeah.
Ah.
One more. You go through six.
Why do
pens.
None of them work?
Yeah. Then you lick it, and then and that doesn't do anything except you just taste like metal.
Licking them.
Yeah. I don't know, Hunter. I don't know if that's just some sick joke they do to keep us there longer. I'm honestly not sure, but. Have you ever seen like a really, I know this is a weird question, but like a really expensive pen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've actually almost bought one not too long ago.
No. Did you really?
Yeah. So they have, it's funny, I have knowledge in this. So they have different types of pens, you know, and like I know the expensive ones you're talking about. I almost got a calligraphy pen. They got pens now that are just that write, that have like the calligraphy tip.
Okay, so now that is a specialty pen. I'm not saying you should spend a bunch of money on it, but I could see that being a little bit more. The reason I bring this up, I was over at like Office Max or something a little while ago, and I just happened to be kind of perusing the store, and they had like a pen display, and I'm not kidding. There was a pen there that was like $85, and I almost called a manager over to be like, "Hey, is this like is this some kind of sick joke? Like what?" If you're that kind of person, and I don't care if your job is to write every single word that comes out of someone's. If you are a scribe, all right, like an old timey scribe that used to write down what the king said when he made a declaration. It doesn't matter if you're spending that kind of money on a pen in 2021. I don't like you as a person. Like that's insane.
You know what the king didn't have though a fine tip gel Sharpie. That's what he didn't have. That's why it's $85 a pen.
It's ridiculous, man. It's like, oh, you can write upside down with it. When am I going to be writing upside down?
When you go to space, of course. Moron.
Like, I'm not just hanging out upside down in the studio making show notes. Like, this, I don't need an $85 pen. This is insane. I don't know.
Remember how big of a deal that was, like, explaining the pen? They had so much technology around this pen that they had to, it had to work in space.
It cost like $1.2 million to make the pen for space.
Yeah, it's a big hoorah about it. Like, it took a lot of technology to make this for some reason.
I got a place where you can shove that expensive pen, I tell you what, but. Anyway, so there you go. Blowing minds in 1945 with the first ballpoint pen.
That pen I can borrow. Mine's not working.
No. All right. I keep track. I got all my pens on chains here in the studio because they magically get legs and walk away somehow.
Remember when I bought like 100 pens and put them all in the studio? How many are in there? Because I haven't been in the studio.
Six.
Six. Where do they go?
They're gone, buddy. They're gone. All right. Well, there you go. That is what happened on this day in history for October 29th. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Brian Regan.